Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism announces $221 million for Negril water shortage. The long-standing problem of water shortage that has plagued the Negril tourist resort and surrounding areas is to be addressed with a $221 million government investment in creating a water supply system for the area. Making the announcement to loud applause from stakeholders, Minister of Tourism, Hon Edmund Bartlett said the required water would come from connecting sources such as the Bulstrode Treatment Plant and Roaring River with Trelawney's Martha Bray River, providing adequate water supply all the way to Landilo. He said the procurement process had begun and construction for the laying of the pipes would commence in 3 months. He further explained that Negril accounted for approximately 20% of Jamaica's stopover visitors, adding that the water supply project, which would be the biggest investment by the government in water development, was aimed at giving back to the town. Mr. Bartlett made the announcement recently during his keynote address at the official opening of the innovative attraction, the Red Stripe Experience at Rick's Cafe in the famed Negril West End. The official opening of the Red Stripe Experience celebrated Rick's Cafe's 50th year of operation and a 25-year relationship with Jamaica's world-renowned beer. This collaboration is set to create some 146 new jobs, bring in 60,000 additional visitors and generate about $1.5 million in annual revenue. But beyond these figures, the Red Stripe Experience is creating opportunities for local vendors, artists and musicians to showcase their talents and share in tourism's benefits. This is how we build sustainable tourism, by ensuring our communities grow along with our visitor numbers, Minister Bartlett stressed. Mr. Bartlett welcomed the addition of the Red Stripe Experience to Jamaica's list of attractions, noting, through art, music and digital displays, locals and visitors alike will journey through the almost 100-year history of this iconic brew, all while experiencing the authentic Jamaican culture and people that make our island unique. Minister Bartlett pointed out that since 2017 the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, had committed over $500 million to various projects in Negril, including road rehabilitation, beautification efforts, drain cleaning and the renovation of the Negril Fire Station. Mr. Bartlett highlighted other major projects on stream that will benefit Negril, including the development of the Royal Palm Reserve into an ecotourism destination supporting sustainability, the revitalization of the Negril Beach Park to enhance its appeal, upgrading of the craft and artisan village, the Lucia Bypass Road from Hopewell, and an international airport. Visit Jamaica, the best music, food, vistas and vibes for your perfect vacation. Discover the beauty of Jamaica with its fascinating culture, stunning beaches and lush landscapes. Experience our warm Jamaican hospitality, vibrant reggae music, sumptuous cuisine, thrilling adventures and good vibes all around. Plan your perfect Jamaican vacation now and come back to your best self in Jamaica. Minister Bartlett also revealed that ground is to be broken in this quarter for the 1,000-room Viva Wyndham Hotel in Orange Bay and that, in addition to infrastructure we're talking about, we're going to be building and expanding the capacity in the area to drive more visitors here. Meanwhile, CEO of Rick's Cafe, Steve Ellman, disclosed that the number of tourists we get each year is growing. I'm proud to announce, especially for tourism, we served 394,000 people in 2024. In a pledge to continue to support the tourism sector and give back to the wider community, Mr. Ellman said, over the years we've given back to Jamaica whenever we could and announced that, we have just formed the Rick's Children and Community Foundation. He said he expected that given the establishment's impressive patronage that we are going to be able to generate some significant dollars that we can contribute back into the community. Seen in image, Minister of Tourism, Hon Edmund Bartlett, Center, cuts a red ribbon signaling the grand opening of the Red Stripe Experience at Rick's Cafe in Negril on Saturday, January 18, 2025. He is flanked by, from left, Head of Commerce, Red Stripe, Sean Wallace, Managing Director of Red Stripe, Daff Van Tilburg, CEO of Rick's Cafe, Steve Ellman and Member of Parliament, Westmoreland Western, Moreland Wilson. Image courtesy of Jamaica MOT. Jamaica and Spain to sign Tourism Resilience and Sustainability MOU. The Secretary of State for Tourism of Spain, Rosario Sanchez Grau, and Jamaica Tourism Minister, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, met today at the Ministry of Tourism in Castellano, Madrid, and discussed the areas of agreement for an MOU on tourism resilience and sustainability. The Memorandum of Understanding will also address human capital development, gastronomy, and professional development and training. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.